It's been 12 days since two convicted killers escaped from the Clinton Correctional Facility near Plattsburgh. Search teams have been hindered by cool, rainy weather as they comb through the woods near Dannemora. Law enforcement officials say rain has been washing away any scent dogs might find and is interfering with thermal imaging devices being used to detect body heat. Meanwhile, some state lawmakers are considering new legislation and holding hearings to correct what they see as flaws in the state's prison system that may have contributed to the breakout. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
For the first few days after the escape, state lawmakers seem reluctant to criticize procedures at the Clinton Correctional Facility and in the state's prison system. But more than 10 days since the escape and with no capture, they've begun to propose bills and offer suggestions. They range from an idea to implant GPS chips in prisoners to holding comprehensive hearings to find out what went wrong and what could be changed. Assemblyman Danny O'Donnell, the chair of the Corrections Committee, says before that, though, he wants to find out more about what actually occurred.
If you had a hearing tomorrow, all you would get is people coming in saying, I can't answer because it's an ongoing investigation. So clearly there are some serious problems there. I observed those problems when I was there last fall brought those concerns to the attention of the governor.
Last December, O'Donnell wrote a letter to Governor Cuomo expressing concerns about the prison located in Dannemora. In it, he said inmates and staff told him that they did not feel safe in the maximum security facility, which is designed for the state's most hardened criminals. O'Donnell asked Cuomo to provide money in the state budget for body cameras for guards, but the governor and his staff did not put that request into their spending plan. O'Donnell, a former public defense attorney who often visited clients in New York City's jails, also in the letter expressed concern that the newest corrections officers were placed on the 3 to 11 p.m. shift, when most of an unusually high number of incidents involving assaults occur. There's also been reports of staffing cuts and shortages at the prison, including a decision not to staff the facility's two towers on overnight shifts. But Assemblyman O'Donnell says he's not ready to rush to judgment.
I think that currently it's rank speculation to say this has to do with staffing. It may also have to do with whether or not the staff was doing the jobs and following their protocols. I don't know that either. And what are the protocols? I don't know what that is either. So there's this discussion about checking beds and other things. We don't really know. There's no meat on these bones yet. We need to get to the meat of it.
Governor Cuomo has already announced that his inspector general will conduct a probe, and O'Donnell says he's willing to wait to see what the investigation turns up. But others say Cuomo has a poor track record when it comes to conducting his own internal investigations. Assemblyman Jim Todisco says the governor pulled the plug on his Moreland Act Anti-Corruption Commission as part of a budget deal before the probes were completed. The U.S. attorney has since taken up those investigations and filed charges against several top lawmakers.
Now, we hope that's a full investigation, unlike the Moreland Commission. We hope that it doesn't get halfway through and all of a sudden it points to some things that are the governor's not happy with. He says, this is my investigation. I started it and I'm going to end it.
Todisco and other Republicans in the assembly want to make it illegal for inmates to be allowed to wear civilian clothes ever when they're imprisoned. Both of the escaped inmates were permitted to wear regular clothes in the special unit in which they were housed for prisoners who earned special privileges due to good behavior. The assembly members say the most violent convicts also should have more limited access to civilians who work in the prison. The head of the prison's tailoring shop, Joyce Mitchell, is accused of helping the inmates escape. Todisco says he thinks it is appropriate for prisoners, though, to earn special privileges like extra TV time and outdoor exercise for good behavior.
Even the worst of the worst probably should have some privileges for good behavior, but we have to have limits.
The proposal to implant GPS chips into the most violent prisoners was proposed by State Senator Kathy Marchione. She represents an area just south of the Adirondacks. It has not been backed by any other lawmakers. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.